His sister should not feel that she must yield her will to a godless youth who has less years upon his head than herself. She should remember that her marriage does not destroy her individuality. God has claims upon her higher than any earthly claim. Christ has bought her with his own blood. She is not her own. She fails to put her entire trust in God and submits to yield her convictions, her conscience, to an overbearing, tyrannical man, fired up by Satan, whenever his satanic majesty can work effectually through him to intimidate his trembling, shrinking soul. She has so many times been thrown into agitation that her nervous system is shattered, and she is nearly a wreck. Is it the will of the Lord that this sister should be in this state and God be robbed of her service? No. Her marriage was a deception of the devil. Yet now she should make the best of it, treat her husband with tenderness, and make him as happy as she can without violating her conscience, for, if he remains in his rebellion, this world is all the heaven he will have. But to deprive herself of the privilege of meetings, to gratify an overbearing husband possessing the spirit of the dragon, is not according to God's will. A 351.1 And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. The sin of this man was not in marrying, but in marrying one who divorced his mind from the higher and more important interests of life. Never should a man allow wife and home to draw his thoughts 352 away from Christ or to lead him to refuse to accept the gracious invitations of the gospel. A 351.2 Better save parts than lose all. Brother K, you have had many discouragements, but you must be earnest, firm, and decided to do your duty in your family, and take them with you, if possible. You should spare no effort to prevail upon them to accompany you on your heavenward journey. But if the mother and the children do not choose to accompany you, but rather seek to draw you away from your duties and religious privileges, you must go forward, even if you go alone. You must live in the fear of God. You must improve your opportunities of attending the meetings and gaining all the spiritual strength you can, for you will need it in the days to come. Lot's property was all consumed. If you should meet with Lot, you should not be discouraged, and if you can save only a part of your family, it is much better than to lose all. 353 or 352.1. Chapter 58, The Minister's Family. Home life of minister. To exemplify message, God designs that in his home life the teacher of the Bible shall be an exemplification of the truths that he teaches. What a man is has greater influence than what he says. Piety in the daily life will give power to the public testimony. Patience, consistency, and love will make an impression on hearts that sermons fail to reach. A 353.1, if properly carried on, the training of the children of a minister will illustrate the lessons he gives in the desk. But if, by the wrong education he has given his children, a minister shows his incapacity to govern and control, he needs to learn that God requires him to properly discipline the children given him, before he can do his duty, as shepherd of the flock of God. A 353.2 His first duty is to his children. The minister's duties lie round him, nigh and afar off, but his first duty is to his children. He should not become so engrossed with his outside duties as to neglect the instruction which his children need. He may look upon his home duties as of lesser importance, but in reality they lie at the very foundation of the well-being of individuals and of society. To a large degree the happiness of men and women and the success of the church depend upon home influence. A 353.3 Nothing can excuse the minister for neglecting the inner circle for the larger circle outside. The spiritual welfare of his family comes first. In the day of final reckoning God will inquire what he did to win to Christ those whom he took the responsibility of bringing into the 354 world. Great good done, for others cannot cancel the debt that he owes to God to care for his own children. A 353.4 The magnitude of the minister's influence. Minister's children are in some cases the most neglected children in the world, for the reason that the father is with them but little, and they are left to choose their own employment and amusement. A 354.1 Great as are the evils of parental unfaithfulness under any circumstances, they are tenfold greater when they exist in the families of those appointed as teachers of the people. When these fail to control their own households, they are, by their wrong example, misleading many. Their guilt is as much greater than that of others, as their position is more responsible. A 354.2 wife and children best judge of his piety. It is not so much the religion of the pulpit, as the religion of the family that reveals our real character. The minister's wife, his children, and those who are employed as helpers in his family are best qualified to judge of his piety. A good man will be a blessing to his household. Wife, children, and helpers will all be the better for his religion. A 354.3 brethren, carry Christ into the family, carry him into the pulpit, carry him with you, wherever you go. Then you need not urge upon others the necessity of appreciating the ministry, for you will bear the heavenly credentials which will prove to all that you are servants of Christ. A 354.4 The minister's wife, a helper or a hindrance. When a man accepts the responsibilities of a minister, he claims to be a mouthpiece for God, to take the words from the mouth of God and give them to the people. How closely, then, he should keep at the side of the great 355 shepherd, how humbly he should walk before God, keeping self out of sight and exalting Christ. And how important it is that the character of his wife be after the Bible pattern, and that his children be in subjection with all gravity. A 354.5 The wife of a minister of the gospel can be either a most successful helper and a great blessing to her husband or a hindrance to him in his work.